Do you know what time it is? It's supernatural story time. And if you're easily scared, and even if you're not, there's only one thing left to do. Just turn off the lights, because these are stories that you listen to only in the dark.
Night Terrors, Volume 2, Story Number 1. My story begins a couple of years ago. I just moved into my new apartment and was beginning a new life as a returning college student, working part-time as a bookkeeper for a grocery store. 2 months passed, and my life had pretty much settled into its new routine. One day after pulling another all-nighter for an exam, I hopped into bed shortly before the sun rose, anxious to catch up on my sleep before the start of my first class, which for this particular day wasn't until 1 in the afternoon. It wasn't long before I started to feel myself drifting off when, from out of nowhere, I spotted an orange ginger-colored cat skulking around my legs at the foot of my bed. When I tried to move to get a better look at it, I found myself to be paralyzed, to the point I was lying on my side, facing my room directly across from my closet, with my right arm tucked under my pillow. From the corner of my eye, I could still see the cat. It was small, about the size that a six-month-old kitten might be, but I could never see its face. It would always walk out of my line of vision or turn its head just enough so that I could never get a good look at it. For whatever reason, I kept trying to get under my covers, but there was something about this cat that didn't feel right. I didn't think it was there to hurt me, but I felt like it was malicious and dangerous somehow, and I didn't want to have anything to do with it, so I struggled against it. I fought hard, but it was difficult because it felt like something was holding me down from the inside out. The best I could do was to move in short, jerky movements. I tried to yell, too, but it was no good. Nothing better than weak moans. Despite this, however, I managed to keep the cat out for a short period of time until it finally managed to find an opening that I wasn't able to move quickly enough to block off. Watching it sliding under my covers made me panic, and that gave me just enough strength to free my arm from under my pillow. But just as I did, I felt something grab my wrist and push my arm back down just over my head. As the cat disappeared under my blanket, I felt an urge to look towards my closet, and there I saw jet black smoke pouring out from under the cracks. I panicked again, only this time I also became very angry, and I pushed against whatever was holding me down. I don't know if it was from my own power or if the thing just gave in, but I was freed, and the first thing I did was barrel towards the closet door because, in the heat of the moment, I wanted to face whatever was in there. Despite being so scared, I was just so enraged. But when I reached my closet and attempted to open the door, it wouldn't budge. And then this horrible mocking laughter filled my head. It was enough to make me dizzy, and I had to take a few steps back until I reached my bed again. I sat down to help regain my equilibrium, but then, as I looked up to resurvey my situation, I saw this dark spot forming in the upper right-hand corner of my room. It spread quickly like ink and water, and before I could do anything about it, I blacked out. When I came to again, I was back in bed. The first thing I did was to look for that damn cat, but it wasn't there, and neither could I find any evidence that I'd ever been there. And when I looked in my closet, everything appeared normal. By this time, it was a little past 8 a.m., and nothing seemed unusual. I got back into bed and sat there for a very long time, trying to determine if what had just happened had only been a very lucid nightmare. It was strange that I'd never had an experience like that before, and never a dream so real. After a while, with nothing else to go on, I attempted to shrug the experience off as a dream, but I was still shaken and found it hard to relax. I tried to force myself to go back to sleep because I had a long day planned later, but I just lay there staring up at my ceiling for a while, just kind of afraid to close my eyes. About 5 minutes passed, and I was finally beginning to calm down. And then, from the corner of my right eye, I saw the orange ginger cat walking by the side of my head. Before I could react to it, I felt its tail hit me right under the chin. I leapt up in my bed into a full standing position, but the cat was nowhere to be found. To this day, I still question whether my experience had been real or just a very vivid hallucination. but to feel that cat's tail on my skin remains a very constant reminder of that moment of my life. Since then, I have never had a similar experience. And no, I don't do drugs, not now or ever. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't meditate, and I wasn't sick in the morning, in case you were wondering. Story number two. Well, I was in a new relationship, and my daughters and my new companion and I were searching for any place to live. We saw so many houses, but this house in particular attracted me. Why? You will find out later as I go on. The house was very old. 2 weeks passed while we were still searching. We passed the area again and still had the for rent sign. The impulse was so great. I called the owner and we moved in 2 weeks later. The place was not so fine. The walls had termite problems, a lot of worn down boards, but I liked it. However, my husband didn't. He always felt uncomfortable. I found it peaceful until things started happening. He would change mood when he entered the house, always mad, complaining about everything. I had enough and I always ended up wanting him to go. But when we talked about our differences, we always talked outside the house. His mood would change, but when back in the house, he started again. Now, I'm a sensible person. I see things, but I'd rather not try to communicate with these forces for obvious reasons. Each person has their own judgment on what these phenomena are. For me, they're demons, wanting to have fun with people, but others, just being there to be part of what they don't have. It's not explainable why they're just around one's house or apartments. Why do they linger? Anyway, this was my experience at this particular house. The first weeks were fine. Then the experience. You remember in the movie The Grudge, where the couple experienced some knocking on the wall? Well, same here. But the knocking was just taps on the wall. And my husband's side of the bed's wall, I always said it was just some mice. This always happened when we were in bed resting. We tried to feel the vibration of this tapping, but it stopped when we got closer to touching the wall. Once I was so fed up that I told it to go somewhere else. Well, it went to my side of the bed. I told it to go back, and it did. That freaked me out. I didn't know what kind of forces we were having, but I had to be careful. During the daytime, I felt someone was watching me. I would see a transparent apparition of a small girl. I didn't fear it because I sensed it wasn't bad. I just looked at her and continued with my things. She never appeared, not that often. She was quiet. I have a diabetic daughter. One night while sleeping, this entity moved my arm. I woke up, saw her, and it pointed me to go to my daughter's room. My daughter was not feeling good. This happened 3 times, and in these 3 times, I had to go to the hospital, to the emergency room, because of her condition. The entity had warned me. Once, when we were all sleeping, I just opened my eyes to see her next to my husband's side of the bed. She just stared at him. Why? I don't know. She was a very bright apparition. I woke him up so he could see her. He told me he couldn't see her. I guess I was the only one with his gift. Well, I just went back to sleep, said nothing to the girl as I didn't want to communicate with it. One night we returned home. I turned on the living room lights and my little daughter went past the office room and the lamp lights turned on. She got scared, told it was probably the heat that turned it on. It was a touch lamp. Once she saw the little girl, she had never seen these kinds of things. Once she passed the office area and saw her, then she looked again, and the girl was gone. Finally, my husband sighed, thinking it was my daughter, but it was impossible. My 14-year-old daughter was with my smallest child in the living room playing. I went to my bedroom with my husband to rest for a while. We have a walk-in closet, but it had no doors, just a curtain. He saw the curtains move to the side, and he saw a head poking out. I saw the same thing but said nothing because I thought he would not see her. But to my surprise, he did see her. He tells me, "How did Talia get in the room?" "She was in the living room, and I closed the door." I told him what he saw was the little girl. He freaked out. Now, I did find out more about this house that we had rented. It was old, about 100 years old. Like I said, we fixed it here and there, but It was made of wood and it did have harsh termite damage, but the best we could do was paint it over. Now, there was another occurrence. Once me and my husband had an argument. I left the house to do some shopping. My kids were with their real father. He was left alone in the house. I was so angry. I wanted so desperately whatever was in the house to spook him. Believe me, I so repented. I shouldn't have done that because when I got home, he told me while he was eating his breakfast, I had left it in the dining room area. He heard like if pots were being thrown. He went to the kitchen and saw everything was fine, but he really got scared. He even talked to it. He said, whatever did that to be on its way, it did not have any means to be in the house and it had to leave. Our neighbor was a weird guy. Often late at night, we would hear him cussing and kind of fighting, but with his home, as you will find out later. Well, this made me laugh, but it frightened me a little. What I did was dangerous, but yet I felt he was not in danger because I knew this little girl hated the arguments we had. But who or what this entity was that made my husband change his person? As I always said, one thing leads to another. We were ready to leave the house and go shopping, but we got into an argument. I had left something in the house and I went back. When I opened the door from the corner of my right eye into this living room, I saw this lady yelling close to me, but her voice seemed like coming from a far distance, saying angrily, "Todos los hombres son unos idiotas, no vale la pena," which translates to, "Men are idiots, they're not worth anything," and cursing. I just went and got out fast because I didn't know who she was, but she's what I think made my husband uncomfortable in the house. He hated that place. I told him he had to be careful because the little girl hated arguments, and this lady provoked them. One night, the little girl was moving my arm. I got up, went to my kid's room, woke up my daughter to see if she was fine. She was okay. So I went to my room and slept again. And again, she woke me up. But all was fine. I told her to stop, and she did. But then it started again. I told her to go bother someone else. Well, she did. My next-door neighbor. It was about 1:30 in the morning when I heard him trying to close the door of his house. But he couldn't. He was so mad and cursing. One night, I had to go back into the kitchen for a glass of water. And I was walking to my room. I felt something push me to the wall. I ran so fast because everything was dark. And when I got to the room, I turned on my light and peeked out into the hallway to see if I could see something. But luckily, I saw nothing. This really scared me, because I started to feel like I was being targeted. I told my husband I had to find out what these entities were. Next day, outside of our house, our neighbor was passing by. I stopped him. I told him that I had been seeing strange phenomena in the house and told him what I had seen. He asked me to describe them, and I did. He started crying. He said the lady was his wife. The child was her granddaughter. His wife had died of AIDS. The child had died of some sickness. He told us his wife was a very outgoing person and kind of a loudmouth. Well, that did fit the description. I always knew the ghosts were not from this house. The owner of this house, our neighbor's family, well, at least that explains that. But what about the eerie sound of children crying and some other occurrences in this house? No, it just didn't stop there. Like I said before, I really loved this house. There were times that I was at peace there. But then it changed. We had moved in to it in April of 2005, and by August we were gone. There were times when I was alone in the house and I would hear children crying. Too, it seemed, it wasn't that frequent. I followed these cries and always led me to the corner of my husband's side of the bedroom wall, where I heard the tappings on the wall. It was very eerie. Now, I went to the other rooms in the house, but it was different. It was very tranquil, but I would go back and I would hear it again in my room, which was always cool. At least I always felt chilled. Anyway, I always felt something happen in this house or the previous house made in this foundation. I felt so uncomfortable and desperate hearing those cries, wanting to do something and help these kids. But what? And at the same time, I didn't want to. I didn't know what I was facing. My husband never heard them in the beginning, but eventually he did. When my daughter was in the hospital for the third time when living there, warned to me by the child ghost and pointing to a room during the night, My husband went back to the house alone. He had already parked his car inside the garage, walked into the house, and he heard the cries. He couldn't figure out where it was coming from. He thought maybe some neighborhood kids, but the cries seemed to be coming from inside the house. They were far cries, but again, inside the house. He followed the sounds, and just as I had stated, it came from the corner of the room, from the wall. The next day, when he told me he was shivering scared in the hospital, he hadn't been able to sleep all night. He had felt pressure. Well, my kids stayed in the hospital almost a week, and during this week, strange occurrences, for example, happened even in the hospital. A person went by and asked if the abandoned house next to ours was for sale, which, by the way, the owners of the house we lived in were the same ones. My husband told him no. The owners told us they were never going to sell that house. Why? Beats me. It had been abandoned for years. Anyway, this person told my husband that he was a medium, that this place attracted him, and she even gave him a card. Well, the strangest thing with this man is that he came by again the next evening while my husband was reading the newspaper in the balcony. He gave my husband some strange predictions about having to leave the country, but I had other things on my mind. Thing was, I keep seeing this little girl, and she just stares at me and looking at me to see what I was doing. That never bothered me, but I felt scared at times. I never paid mind to it. Once, while I was cleaning the kitchen after breakfast, I had left a clean pot and a fork next to it on the stove to put away for later. When I stepped out of the kitchen, I heard the sound of the fork hitting the pot once. I went back and saw it just as I had left it. But I knew what I'd heard because I hid it to hear if it was the same sound I heard. It was. I said, "So you like cream oatmeal?" Because that was the pot I always used to make the oatmeal in. I sensed what she wanted. I told my husband. He was speechless. He just looked surprised. At the same moment, he told me he had saw a dark shadow going into a room while he was finishing his breakfast in the dining room area. I went to see if I saw something. I saw nothing. I felt the room was very cool, though. I asked him to describe the shadow figure. He said it was transparent, dark, thin, and seemed not so tall. It just walked into our room. I asked him if the shadow made a gesture as if looking at him. He said, "Nope, just passing through." We finally agreed we had to move. Our relationship was going from bad to worse. In those few days, I told my husband I was going to move with my eldest daughter's apartment above hers. I already talked to the owner of the house and the movers. I was set. He was to go on his own. My daughters were never bothered with these spirits. I was very glad about that. It was just my husband and I. The next day, he went out with one of his eldest sons, who told him he didn't want to lose me. His son told him there was a house for rent right next to his. He came home and told me. I felt great. I didn't want to lose him either. But the truth was, I did love him. Moving day came. While my eldest daughter was helping me move, she called my name. I shouted, "What?" When I went to her, she opened her eyes very wide, open, scared. I saw her expression and I asked what was wrong. But I figured she must have seen something. I asked her then, "What did you see?" She was surprised with my question. She said, "I heard you said what, but I figured you were in the other room." "What do you mean?" I asked. "I saw you, or figure, going to the other room. When I called you, you answered somewhere else." "What did you see?" I asked. "Just a dark figure passing by," she said. I was wearing black pants and a black t-shirt, which is why she thought she saw me, but it wasn't me. She saw the shadow figure. She'd got so scared, she stayed outside, not wanting to go back into the house ever again. We finished moving the rest of the furniture and boxes, and we were ready to clean up the house. When I opened the door to go in, I felt like something was going to happen. It was a very unpleasant feeling. I told the kids to stay outside, that I would call them in case I needed them, but to stay outside. Well, I just wanted to get this over with. I cleaned the house, and I was very serious all the way. Yes, I started hearing those tapping noises. I saw the girl from time to time while I was cleaning, just staring with her head down, and the lady at the other part of the house just looked at me kind of, well, like a bit mad, or that is how she looked to me. But she said nothing. When all was cleared and clean, I felt the peacefulness of the house as the day I moved in. Then I realized that was how they lured tenants to live in and then scared the living daylights out of them. When I moved to the new house, I felt we had made a good choice. All was fine and peaceful. And it stayed that way. Next story. I have a story that I would like to share with you. Make of it what you will. I just want to get it out. I lived with my wife for 3 years. We had 4 children that range in age from 9 to 16. 2 boys, 2 girls. We first moved to Marysville in August of 2004. We bought our home there right before the housing bubble popped. 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, with an add-on for less than $300,000. The house itself was built in 1976 and is one of the many homes built around the Beale Air Force Base. 2 weeks after we moved in, we came home to have all our kitchen table chairs stacked on the table. Over the next few months, lights would go on and off, or doors would open or shut for no reason. One event that stands out was when my wife was in the bedroom cleaning and the TV turned itself on and off and on again. I saw this happen once as well. We've also had our dog freak out and go barking at the air in the room, scared and unwilling to leave a corner. Our kitchen sink was filled with water on both sides once, scalding hot to the touch. I woke up to go to the bathroom early one morning and was dazed just looking at the tiles on the floor by my feet when I noticed a woman in the shower doorway. I ran to the bedroom, and when we went back, nothing was there. Mostly lights go on and off. Music can be heard now and then. We can't move because we're negative on the value of the house due to the market. I went to make dinner one night and all the stuff in the cupboard was upside down. We've also had food spoil overnight, such as fruit left out or bread that molds over. Plants don't live long in our house. Sometimes we hear tapping through our stereo or computer speakers. It's always the same repetitive sound. My 16-year-old has also seen a mist or a hazy cloud in the upper corner of his room. My 14-year-old daughter has heard things as well as seen stuff, though we try not to talk about it openly in front of our younger children, so to speak, out of sight, out of mind. We try to put it out of our minds most of the time, and it seems to have slowed down since we do that. But every once in a while, we get odd things or the flash of something out of the corner of our eyes. I felt something sit on the bed once. It scared me big time. So nowadays, things spark up every few days, but it's been a while since anything big. And let me just knock on wood, just in case. Next story. There's been so much going on in this apartment. We've lived here for 5 years, and lately, so many things have been happening. It seems that there are more incidents and that it's escalating. My daughter and I used to sit in my bed to watch TV. Several times we would feel something knock against the bed as if it was under the bed. The cat was asleep, so it wasn't the cat. I've heard footsteps when no one was about, and they seem to stop before I can see who it might be. About a year ago, I felt something put its arms around my waist while I was sleeping. I could feel their warmth. That wasn't so scary, but it was very weird and very unsettling. In the past year or two, sometimes my bedroom fan will work fine, and other times it makes noises and drags and won't speed up. Our stove started ticking about 2 weeks ago, like the timer might have been stuck. In the next few days, it accelerated and got fast and noisy. No investigation turned up a cause. Now it stopped on its own and seems to be back to normal. The other night I was sleeping and felt someone grab my legs between my feet and knees and shake them as if trying to wake me up. I was terrified and could hear myself crying out, but more whimpering, and I had the hardest time waking up. It was like I felt what was going on, but I couldn't wake up. But I did and had no problems moving after I woke up. Last night, I was on the computer, it was around 2 a.m., and I heard footsteps in the living room right next to me. I seriously thought someone was coming around the corner, and I freaked. I stood up and thought, what the hell am I going to do? How am I going to protect myself? They stopped short of coming around the corner of the room where I might see them, and I got up, and of course, nothing was there. So last night, after going to bed, I must admit I was pretty upset by the goings-on. I went to sleep and felt someone pulling my hair, grabbing different sections of my hair and pulling fast and hard. I remember trying to grab my hair and crying out. My daughter was sleeping in my bed, and I was whispering her name like I was afraid to call out. And I just scooted over close to her and went to sleep. Or maybe I just never woke up. I'm not sure. It was so real, but I don't remember if I was awake or just never woke up. Then, a few days ago, it happened again. I was sleeping, and I felt it all over my bed. I screamed for it to leave me alone. And this was like in my dream. And then I thought to tell it to move to the light. Then I woke up. Then I felt like maybe it was someone I knew. And I told it not to be afraid, that I forgave them. I said again to move to the light. I got a little freaked out, so I sat up in bed, turned on the light, turned up the TV, and after a couple of minutes, I heard the wastebasket in my bathroom move across the floor. I wanted to be sure, so I went and looked, but I wasn't positive, so I moved it back to where it had been. Got back in bed. I mean, I had to be sure it had moved. After putting it back where I had found it, after the noise, I realized that, yes, it had been moved. There's not a doubt in my mind that I heard it move. It's glass on a ceramic tile floor. It's a very distinct sound. I'm beginning to think that by sleeping with the light and the TV on, it's being foiled and not able to approach me. For the past couple of nights, I have slept with no lights on, but with the TV on. Last night, it didn't seem to matter if the TV was on or not. Then, the wastebasket in the bathroom moved. I thought maybe this thing was mad because he couldn't get to me, and now I'm worried. Is it better to know or not know? Next story. This happened a long time ago when I was 14 years old. I was hanging out with a group of outcasts. The dopers was what they were called at school. I didn't care because I started drinking with them and having fun, and that was all that mattered then. I lived with my mom across the street from a bowling alley bar. It was where all the stoners hung out and met up with each other. So one night, when I was hanging out, just getting ready to go party somewhere, I went into the bowling alley to use their public restroom. There were like four or five bathroom stalls, and I went into one and sat down. Then I heard a deep growling voice from the stall next to me say, "I'm the devil." That's it. I got so scared I remember feeling petrified. I didn't move for a few seconds. And then I got the guts to lean over to see if I could see any shoes in the stall next to me. They were lady shoes, like pumps. Nothing weird about them. But I knew what I heard, and she was the only person in there with me. She then stepped out and left the bathroom, said nothing more. I was still too scared to look at whatever spoke to me. I was in shock. After a couple of minutes, I slowly exited and joined my friends outside. But I never said anything for fear that they would think I was losing it. I carried this with me my whole life. And even now, despite not wanting to believe it was real, I know it was. Next story. Before our family friends knocked down their garage to build a cottage for my mom, sister, and I to move into, their two kids, which were my age, told me about the planks of wood on the ground containing the body of a murdered woman. Now, being 8, I was terrified, but soon forgot all about it. After a year, we moved into the cottage. My sister and I shared a bedroom while my mom was down the hall. My first night, I laid awake not being able to sleep, for I felt someone watching me. I turned over to look out into the hall, where I saw a black image of what I thought was a woman. I pulled the blankets up over my head and couldn't sleep for the rest of the night. The next day, me and our friend's youngest son decided to explore under the house. All was fine until I stumbled across something all too familiar. Planks of wood directly under where I saw that figure the night before. I remembered running quickly out from under the house, stumbling over my own feet, and running into my mother's room. Every night I lived in that house, I would see that very same figure staring at me. After about 3 years, things started to get really weird. One night, when my mom and sister were next door, I decided to stay home alone and watch TV. The storm started, and I heard footsteps coming up the stairs to the front door. A glass branch slider. Then a flash of lightning revealed there was nobody there at all. Terrified, I ran next door. After that night, things continued to get weird, and I started to hate living there. When I was 14, my mom decided to find a house with her long-term boyfriend. I was wrapped to be moving, and then things started to get really scary. After a sleepover with a couple of friends, I returned home to find my room completely trashed and things thrown everywhere. I confronted my little sister, who was 11 then, thinking she had done it, but nobody had been home all day. After that night, things would move in the night, and our appliances started going crazy all night long. When we finally moved, I had never been happier. I had my own room, but slept downstairs on my own, which could be scary, and the house does creak. I will dive directly under the blanket, but so far, there were no more paranormal activity. Some people may choose to believe this story, others may not. But I know what I experienced, and since then, have been a firm believer in the supernatural world. Next story. I was about 13 years old when this happened. My parents were out at a concert with some friends, and I was at home watching my little brother. The first part of the night was fine, but at about 10 o'clock, I heard a high-pitched scream. I figured that it was my little brother having a bad dream, so I went up to go and check on him. When I got into his room, he didn't seem as if he was having a bad dream, but I stayed there for a moment just to make sure he didn't scream again. And he didn't. Someone else or something else did. I was still in the room when another scream came from the downstairs. I freaked out. I called my parents crying and telling them to come home. They just told me that it was all in my head and for me to go and get some sleep. I didn't feel safe with my little brother being in his room all by himself, so I brought him to sleep with me. About 10 minutes after I got in bed, a door slammed. None of the windows were open, so it wasn't the wind. I decided to go look for whatever was making all the noise. I brought my guitar with me to hit it with, like that would help any. I saw nothing upstairs or on the main floor, but when I went into the basement, there was an unfamiliar figure huddled in the corner. I didn't think it saw me, but it was crying very hard. I do believe it was a child about the age of 4. I was freaked out by what I saw, but it didn't look threatening. It was fairly translucent, but not all the way. I went in my room and locked the door and waited for my parents to get home. I fell asleep before I could tell them about everything. The next morning, I did some research on the house we were living in, and it said there was a Jewish family that had lived there during the Holocaust. They were all taken to Auschwitz concentration camp, all but the youngest. They have no idea what happened to that one child, and I believe that I saw that child that was left behind, and that he came back looking for his family, and they were not there. After my experience, I will always believe in ghosts.